Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back on the last segment of our show, our New Year's Day live show, January 1, 2014. Happy New Year, everybody, and thank you for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day today. Thanks for helping me kick off my year. I hope I've done a good job of helping you kick off your year, getting it started on the right foot, and who better to help us with that than our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, one of my favorite people on the planet, even though he and I disagree on at least 50% of everything we talk about. But one of the things we do agree on is the wisdom of Abraham Lincoln. And Gene is a scholar, a Lincoln scholar, and on many levels. And we've been talking about what we can learn about Lincoln, what he said, his values, and the things that we know that he said and were said about his values, and how we can apply them to ourselves in the new year. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. PresidentLincoln.com is his website, by the way, folks. Gene, say that last quote that you gave us at the end of the previous segment.
Yes, I will say it. Quarrel not at all. No man who has resolved to make the most of himself can spare time for personal contention. Better to yield the right of way to a dog than to be bitten by him in contesting for the right. Even if you kill the dog, will not cure the bite.
Wow.
That's Lincoln's wisdom.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how you apply that to our 2014 behaviors.
I'm going to work harder at arguing, not quarreling, because it's easy for me to drift into a quarrel. It's easy for me to lose a friendship over something that won't matter even a year from today. So I think we always have to ask ourselves that question. Is it worth the fight? If it's not worth the fight, let's not do it.
Well, you
used the word at the very beginning of this presentation. You said, we debate, but I love you. That word that Lincoln used, with malice toward none, with charity for all, that's the word from the great love chapter of 1 Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I'm a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it, to have love toward our fellow Americans. Even liberals can have love toward conservatives and vice versa.
Well, you know, one of the great things that happened to me was when I started contemplating the way the Greeks think about love. You know, they have eros, which is romantic love. They have philo, which is love for our fellow man, so to speak, brotherly love, our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have something called agape.
Yes.
And when I think of agape, I have my own definition or my own translation of agape. When I think of agape, I think of our men and women in uniform, our men and women in firefighters and police officers and nurses and emergency responders, doctors, people who take care of us in the emergency situations, people who run toward 911 when we're running away, people who are keeping the bad guys away from us. They do that for people that they don't even know.
Yes.
And so while you and I are arguing, Gene, maybe we even lapse into a quarrel about things that we feel are so important, these people are demonstrating agape love for you and me to have the right to do those things.
I would agree with you 100%.
And that kind of love, when I say, you know, when I tell you I love you, that's because you and I have forged a bond over these years that are greater than our disagreements.
Yes.
And that's more valuable to me than money or things.
It is. Yes, it is. And I think that kind of love can be tested. For example, I have no doubt that if I needed you, you'd drive over here
automatic.
To help me.
Automatic.
And incidentally, I will tell you, 8 weeks after Lincoln spoke those words at his second inaugural, ended it with malice toward none, with charity for all, those words were repeated in Springfield, Illinois, 8 weeks later at his funeral.
Yeah, yeah. Gene, I've got to wrap it
that's
up.
That's a good way to live and a good way to remember.
I've got to wrap it up, but I also want to remind people what he also said about appealing to the better angels of our nature. And he said that in one of his inaugural addresses. And I hope this year we appeal to the better angels of our nature. Gene, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here. Come back real soon.
It's my joy to be with you.
Gene Greissman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd be better people after we talked to Gene Greissman. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy New Year, everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.